The news at 8 o'clock is read by Sharon Lynch.
The government is expected to decide today whether or not to support the Mercosur trade agreement, which is set to be ratified at European Council level tomorrow. Several independent ministers and TDs within the coalition want the government to continue to oppose the agreement. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane.
This is a tense time within government as some independent ministers believe Mercosur is a red line issue. At a private meeting yesterday, Junior Agriculture Minister Michael Healy-Ray is understood to have indicated to colleagues that any change in the government's position would put him at odds with the coalition. Officially, he would only say that negotiations are now at a sensitive stage, but he is planning to attend a major farmers' protest against Mercosur in Athlone on Saturday. Michael Lowry and Marion Harkin are also said to have adopted entrenched positions. Senior government figures insist that the final decision will be taken collectively today. They point to the fact that the ship will have sailed on this fraught issue by Friday, and voting against it will not alter that reality.
In the United States, there has been an angry response following the shooting dead of a 37-year-old woman by a federal immigration agent in the state of Minnesota. Hundreds of Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been deployed to Minneapolis as part of the U.S. government's crackdown on illegal immigration. The incident took place as the woman, 37-year-old Renee Good, was approached by agents trying to stop her. People have gathered in protest at the site of the shooting overnight. The state governor, Tim Walz, has accused the Trump administration of using immigration policies to generate fear.
I don't want to be right about this, but I said if they do this, they're going to create a chaotic situation where someone innocent's going to get killed. And they did it. And now we hear more political rhetoric. Enough. Enough is enough. And so to Minnesotans, don't take the bait.
The Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is to hold a Royal Commission of Inquiry into anti-Semitism and social cohesion following last month's shooting at Bondi Beach. The attack, which targeted a Jewish festival and left 15 people dead, was one of the deadliest in the country's history. Mr. Albanese had previously argued that reforms on gun ownership and hate speech offered the quickest response, but following weeks of public pressure, he's now said that a Royal Commission independent inquiry is the best way forward.
This won't be a drawn-out process. Our government will ask Commissioner Bell to report before the 14th of December 2026. Importantly, we'll be asking Commissioner Bell to ensure this inquiry does not prejudice any future criminal proceeding.
The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said he will meet leaders of Denmark next week, but signalled no retreat from President Donald Trump's aim to take over Greenland. A weekend US military operation that sees the leader of Venezuela rekindled concerns about US intentions toward Greenland. Mr. Rubio told reporters that Mr. Trump retained the option to address his objective in Greenland by military means. Meanwhile, President Trump's administration has said it will dictate decisions to Venezuela's interim leaders and control the country's oil sales indefinitely after toppling Nicolas Maduro. It comes despite its interim leader, Delcy Rodriguez, saying there is no foreign power governing the capital, Caracas. A hill fort in County Wicklow has been declared the largest nucleated settlement in prehistoric Ireland and Britain. Researchers at Belfast Queen's University also contend that the site is Ireland's earliest proto-town. The study examined existing archaeological data from Brussels Town Ring near Baltinglass, as well as conducting new excavations. It is thought to be 2 millennia older than the Viking towns that were previously believed to be the earliest urban settlements on the island of Ireland. Met Éireann has issued a status yellow snow and rain warning for 4 southern counties ahead of the arrival of Storm Goretti. The forecaster has warned of the potential for hazardous travelling conditions, spot flooding, poor visibility and icy patches. The alert for counties Cork, Kerry, Waterford and Wexford comes into effect at midday and is valid until 8 o'clock this evening. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Outbreaks of rain in the southwest early this morning will extend northwards, turning heavy at times in the south, with freshening northerly winds and the chance of some sleet or snow. Highest temperatures of 2 to 6 degrees. And there's a warning that northerly winds will reach gale force 8 at times this afternoon, this evening and early tonight on Irish coastal waters from Wicklow Head to Hook Head to Mizzen Head and on the South Irish Sea.